Choose the good. Our humanity has us operating in a continuous quandary. A quandary about what's right, what's wrong, what's moral, what's not. Who do we listen to? Who should we follow? In our humanity, all of these questions come up and just contribute to more confusion. These and so many other questions actually can drive us crazy. Because we're continually trying to figure out what actions to take, what's the right road. Many of us look for signs or indicators as to what to do in certain situations. There are efforts where many seek guidance from tea leaves, fortune tellers, a flip of a coin. And sometimes folks actually pray to God for guidance. What a concept. For whatever reason, there's this human need to arrive at a sense of certainty, a sense of I'm making the right decision or I'm doing the proper thing. We're always seeking certainty, whether it's about a product or a service, or a friend, or a mate, or a relative. There's this need to know that the decision, that the answer is the right one. The need to be right as opposed to other options drive our decision-making processes. And little do we realize how much of a factor being right is operating in our decision-making process. Now, aside from knowledge and fact-based issues, the decision-making process is ultimately determined by you. You are the decider. Now, there's no news there, but there is an element of reality that we are not always present to. Too often, we rely on some external entity where we assign the ultimate value based upon goodness knows what to inform our decision making. Whether it's because the pundits say this or that, or the stock market history says this, we put our decision making authority over there. And it's ironic that we seek external guidance for those things that basically inform and support what's good for us and what's good for others. We ask for answers to questions that may not be the answers we want, may not be the questions that are appropriately placed, may not be the real issues behind what the questions are that we present. We might be asking the wrong questions of the wrong sources. So as we go down this tunnel, down this path, the guidance we seek is misguided right out of the gate. When all of these inquiries about getting it right, getting the right answer, doing it right, after all is said and done and we look at where they come from, maybe the only thing we're really asking and looking for is courage. Courage to do what we know is right. Courage to just act on what we already know. Courage to rely upon our own inborn wisdom. What do you pray for when you pray? Are your prayers for material goods? Do you pray for challenging people to find their way out of your life? Perhaps you pray for the elimination of certain conditions in your life. More importantly, when your prayers are answered, how do you recognize that your prayers have been answered? Too often, we don't recognize answered prayer when it's staring us in the face. Too often, we just don't recognize that which we have prayed for has been fulfilled, it's been delivered, it's been presented to us. We don't know when God has already answered our prayers. What if God answered your prayers? How would you know? What would you do if all of your needs were already met, what would your behaviors be like if you were on the other side of your prayers having been answered? How would you be functioning in the world? What would be different about your behavior, your actions? Now, this is not a rhetorical series of questions, but rather a real life inquiry into how we live our lives. Additionally, perhaps the real question is that living our lives through choice is not the working process, but rather living our lives through a process of discernment. And I want to take a moment to just look at the difference between choice versus discernment. We operate in the either-or world. That's our context for thinking. It's either this or that, yes or no, black or white, up or down, in or out, take your pick. But we operate in this set of standards that it's one or the other, when in reality, we have been gifted with a process of discernment. And discernment is simply the ability to evaluate all of the elements involved, to actually take apart, deconstruct what it is we're looking at, what it is we're talking about. It's a very different process than just saying yes or no or black or white. It's a process of arriving at a conclusion after a series and a process of judgments and assessments, of evaluation, of measures, of comparisons. We have been given the gift of discernment, and I would offer that we've forgotten how to use it. Sometimes we overuse it, but it's more of a process of wearing an issue out rather than getting to discernment. And in reality, if we were to tell the truth to ourselves about this gift of discernment that we've been given, inside of the gift of discernment, we have the full embodiment of the expression of what God has embedded in each and every one of us. And so the discernment process is one more about not this versus that, yes versus no, up versus down. It's more of a process of discerning whether these situations meet the criteria of God. Discernment calls upon us to actually answer the question, what would Jesus do? What would God have us do? What would Spirit have us express? That's the process of discernment, discerning whether or not the selection process is a reflection of the spiritual presence. That's one of our God-given gifts that we forget to use. When we go through a process of discernment, we are only left with choosing the good for humanity and the greater good for God's expression. God's greater good is independent of situations and conditions. When we reduce it to that, we've taken out the discernment of where is the ability, our command to actually pull forth from these conditions the expression of God. That's what our gift of discernment is all about. And ultimately, when we use our gift of discernment, all we can do after that is to choose the good. Using our gift of discernment and going to that place of the expression of God, all that is left is our ability to choose the good. God bless.